Rubber game Wednesday between the Giants and the Cubs. Madison Bumgarner facing Kyle Hendricks. It's Hendricks in a 2-on-2-out jam, bottom two.
And the 1-2. Line toward right, base hit. Giants lead 1-0. Sandoval scores. Stopping at second is Crawford. Joe Panik lining one sharply into right field, landing in front of Ben Zobrist. And the Giants lead 1-0. Elmora drives one in the air, deep left field. This ball's got a chance. Gone! Albert Elmora Jr. with a line smash home run to left. This ball game is tied at one. That was a missile. And Parker will hit a ground ball left side. Base hit left field. Rounding third span, heading home. Schwarber's throw to the plate. It's going to be offline. Scoring the go-ahead run is Denard Span. Base hit Jarrett Parker. Stopping at second is Ryder Jones, and the Giants lead 2-1 here in the seventh inning. And the pitch lifted to right, deep in the corner. Trouble and a home run. Hunter Pence with an opposite field home run, and the Giants now lead 3-1. The payoff pitch on the way. A bouncing ball to first, glove by Jones, unassisted play, ball game over. The Giants win the game, and they win the series 2 out of 3.
As recently as 1 week ago, the Cubs were the hottest team in baseball, but the world champions have once again fallen on tough times. A 3-1 setback on Wednesday was their sixth loss in their last 8 games. Here is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon.
No, I mean, we're going to wait. We're going to do some tests on it. If I had to guess, I would guess he's definitely going to be a DL candidate, but we'll just wait and see when the actual results come in, and that'll probably happen tomorrow.
Those things too. He's a catcher too. That's a long term.
Yeah, that's no fun. Having been an expert in pulling hamstrings, or which it appeared to have been. I mean, it's no fun. It's just it hurts. Everything you do, it grabs. And but who knows? I mean, maybe it's not going to be as bad as we think. We'll find out tomorrow. Maybe it was more of a cramp. We'll find out.
Is there a more important position player for you guys right now?
Obviously, he's been carrying us. I mean, he's. Any kind of really offensive resurgence we've had has been primarily centered around him and his contributions. And again, he had some good bats again today. And then his versatility. He could pick you up at first base. He could pick you up in the outfield. All the different things that he does, his energy, all that stuff is vital to us.
We also saw how well you played out of the All-Star break through the trade deadline and now losing a couple series in a row, a couple of injuries.
Are you
concerned about the mood or the vibe and making sure that you guys kind of continue?
Well, actually, I mean, honestly, when the game, the clubhouse has been great, when the game, great, the dugout's been great, we just haven't played well. We have not played with the same kind of efficiency that we have been playing with coming out of the break. Again, I mean, even though Kyle did not have a great start, we still pitched really well today. The bullpen was outstanding. I mean, you know, Dunsing, again, I mean, that's some really awkward, he gives up a run. And then Stropey beats Pence, and it's a home run down the right field. That stuff's going to happen. So pitching, great. Again, defense, we still got to make plays. And overall, offensively, we need more consistency out of more people to get this whole thing done. So we did. We came out with a lot of energy, played well post-break. Now we are just getting back into that thing where we have to push ourselves mentally more than anything to get open up. Because, like I said, there's not a lack of guys being mentally involved. They're there, but we got to somehow almost like kind of will yourself to win. We just can't make the mistakes that we're making that permits the other team to gain an edge.
You mentioned defense. None of those infield plays are really routine, but you expect at least a couple to be.
Well, here's the thing about, I mean, there's errors and then there's plays you should make. Right. You know, I mean, errors show up as errors and people all say, oh, they made an error. But then there's other plays that we expect to make that you don't that turn out to be hits. And I'm a big believer. A lot of turning, potential hits into outs is just being in the right place to begin with, and then of course completing the play. It's going to be. It's not easy. It's not routine, but it's a play that we expect to make.
The Cubs enjoy an off day on Thursday.